JIS Radio presents highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The 18% growth recorded for the first quarter of the calendar year is the highlight of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries achievements over the last 6 months. This as the administration steps up its drive to boost production in the sector. But that is only one of the ministry's successes since the start of the year. The level of support given to the AgriParks initiative is another noteworthy achievement. Since the start of the year, the government has provided $7.5 million in recovery support to just under 1,050 farmers in the St. Thomas-based Plant and Garden River AgriPark. These farmers had incurred losses in an onion crop. The Plant and Garden River AgriPark focuses on the cultivation of a number of crops, including condiments, tubers, fruits and vegetables, and is one of seven facilities now in operation. The Red Peas for Distribution project is another feather in the ministry's hat. A $26 million agreement was signed for the distribution of red peas, an initiative being implemented through the Jamaica Agricultural Society, the JAS.
We are now taking a step forward to reawaken an industry that values close to $2.5 billion Jamaican dollars, to save foreign exchange, create jobs, create economy of scale for our farmers.
JAS President Senator Norman Grant. 39 houses have been handed over to sugar workers at Spicy Hill in Trelawney. This was done under the government's Sugar Barracks Resettlement Project. This $2.4 billion undertaking is being financed with grant funding from the European Union.
I'm pleased to note that since 2007 to the current time, some $9 billion has been contributed by the EU under that program. On behalf of a grateful nation, I say thank you for your contribution to assisting the government of Jamaica removing sugar workers from the barracks.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The aim is to build some 398 houses for 876 residents in the different sugar-producing areas across the island. The ministry's greenhouse and water catchment project has seen significant progress since the start of the year. Work has started on a $192 million water catchment and greenhouse cluster project. The project is being undertaken by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, and the Jamaica Bauxite Institute. Under the program, 20 greenhouses are being constructed in each of the 8 targeted communities. A mined-out pit will be at each site, which will be converted into a surface water reservoir to be used for irrigation purposes. 160 farmers from 8 communities in St. Anne and Manchester are set to benefit from the program. The ministry has made major strides in terms of irrigation during the first half of 2014. A $9.43 million drip irrigation system was commissioned into service in Nain, St. Elizabeth, to assist 46 small farmers to enhance their cultivation of vegetables and other crops. The project was a joint undertaking involving the government, World Bank, Alpart Community Council, and JSIF through its Rural Economic Development Initiative, READY. The boosting of the ministry's capacity for product testing and certification for compliance with international standards rounds out its top achievements for the first 6 months of the calendar year. Laboratory equipment valuing $67.9 million was provided to the Chemistry and Microbiology Laboratories at the Ministry's Veterinary Services Division in Kingston and the Plant Virology and Plant Pathology Laboratories at Bodles Research Station in St. Catherine. The equipment, acquired under the European Union Economic Partnership Agreement (EPA) Capacity Building Project, is being managed by the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.